tell us about the West Side Car Care. Where are you located? How long have you been in business? And why are you folks so good?
We're on the west side of Lansing, located on a street called Lentz Court. It's about 3/4 of a mile east of Waverly off West St. Joe. We're kind of hard to find. We're at the end of a dead-end street. We've been in business since 1982. And we do a wide variety of repairs, maintenance, and all types of repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles.
All right. Even though the gas prices have decreased a little bit, we're still hovering around that $4 per gallon mark, and I need help. We need to give information not only to our listeners but to Brittany over here about how to save gas, and there's a lot of little ways that we can do that.
Yeah, there is, Tony, and I've got some tips that I brought along, and I've also got some things that I can suggest that you have looked at on your vehicle to help maximize your fuel mileage. But as far as driving tips go, really, it's just a matter of modifying, our driving habits. We tend to get in our cars and think about what's happening in the world around us. We really don't think about how we can drive our vehicles differently to save fuel. But at $4 and some cents a gallon, doing some very simple things can really add up over time.
All right, before you get into those, here's one thing that I do, and I know I'm wrong. I will start the car, and I'll stop by a store, and I always pick up a bunch of papers in the morning, and I leave the car idling in park. Not a good thing, is it?
Well, certainly idling is not a good fuel saving. A lot of people think that just because your car is idling, you're not using a lot of gas, but when your car is idling, you're getting 0 miles per gallon, and some vehicles can use up to a gallon an hour for idling. So excessive idling is something that I certainly do not recommend.
A gallon an hour?
On some vehicles, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
Now, keep in mind, you know, when we talk about this stuff, we're talking about a wide variety of vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly the new vehicles are more fuel efficient, and you're not going to waste that much gas idling. But on a lot of vehicles, particularly light trucks and other vehicles, you can waste up to a gallon an hour idling.
All right, so let's cut back on the idling. What else can we do to save gas?
Well, I've got some tips here. The biggest thing you can do, it's kind of a no-brainer, but you can just slow down. If you look at where vehicles get their most economic fuel mileage, most of the time it's between like 40 and 55 miles an hour, sometimes 35 to 55, but right in that range, your vehicle's getting the very best fuel mileage. And keep in mind that you're going to use the very most gas getting up to speed. So when you stop and you take off, you're using the very most gas getting up to that magic speed. The other thing is, once you get up to, say, highway speed, once you get above 60 miles an hour, it takes a lot of fuel to maintain that speed. So you're better off just slowing down just a little bit. Now, I'm not suggesting that people slow down to 60 miles an hour, but say if you drive 70 or 75, which I don't think is out of the question mm-hmm. for a lot of people, or more,
mm-hmm.
maybe consider dropping down to like 65 or 63. You'll save a ton of gas. It adds up over time, but there's a significant difference in going much over 65 miles an hour.
All right, what else can we do?
Well, there's a lot of other little things you can do. Try to coast as much as possible. You know, anytime your foot's on the gas, you're using fuel. So if you can anticipate a stop or going down a hill or whatever, try to take your foot off the gas. Try to coast as much as you can. The other tip that I'm going to give you is try to alternate your route. Try to alternate your route in congested areas where there's construction zones, where there's a lot of stop-and-go driving. Maybe if the route that you take is just congested all the time, try to find another route. Try to avoid that stop-and-go. You're better off to drive a little bit further to avoid these areas, even if it means going a couple more miles out of the way to mm-hmm. avoid the stop, excessive stop and go.
So jump on the slab and get on the highway.
Exactly. Another tip that I can give you is dump the junk in the trunk. Excessive weight in your vehicle adds up to more fuel consumption. And you don't really need to, you know, carry around the bowling ball if bowling season's over, or the two boxes of
clothes. Well, I've got my van full of baseball equipment. I mean, totally packed for two teams, so I need to take that out of there.
Well, it's a good idea, Tony, and some studies say that for every 100 pounds of weight that you carry, you're losing approximately 2% of your fuel economy. And that's going to be more, you know, more prevalent in smaller vehicles, lighter vehicles. But the point is don't carry around stuff if you don't need to. It just all adds up.
What about folks who put weight in their trunk in the wintertime to try to give them a little stability on slippery roads?
That's a great thing to do, and I would say that you'd be better off keeping the weight in there for the traction benefits, but take it out in the summertime. You don't need to carry it year-round, and that's a great point because a lot of people do that.
Okay.
There's a couple other things you can do. Use your cruise control whenever possible. Your cruise control keeps the RPMs more steady. You cannot drive as with your foot as steady as you can with your cruise control. It keeps the engine's RPMs at a steady speed, and that's what really saves you on gas, is keeping your RPMs at a steady speed. A couple other things you can do is buy a good quality gasoline for your vehicle. The cheap gas isn't always the most beneficial.
See, I buy the 87. I've heard that's okay.
Well, that may be okay for your vehicle, but it's important to know what the octane requirements are for your vehicle, and you can find those in your owner's manual. You're better off to maybe pay a couple extra cents per gallon to get the right gas and get better fuel mileage.
Okay.
The other thing I want to suggest that you do is buy a good quality tire pressure gauge and keep an eye on your tire pressure. We'll talk about this a little bit more in detail, but I think a lot of people tend to overlook that. What I'm going to suggest that you do is go to an auto parts store and buy a digital tire pressure gauge. They're easier to read. They're a little bit more forgiving than the old.
How much are those?
You can buy a good one for $6 to $10.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
It's not bad.
I've heard doing that and rotating the tires is a very good thing.
Absolutely. Your tires, a low tire causes more wasted fuel than anything. Just, you know, keep an eye on it. There's some studies that say that for every pound that all four of your tires are low, it can cost you up to 3 to 4 tenths of a gallon in wasted fuel mileage. And that's a lot. And that's probably, back at my shop, I see more low tires. It's amazing how many vehicles have low tires.
When people talk about preventative maintenance, I know a lot of skeptical people say, well, that's just those car guys trying to get us in there and spend money when our cars are perfectly fine.
Well, you know, what I would say to that is all vehicles require tune-ups at certain intervals. What you want to do to keep your car running at its maximum level is you want to talk to your mechanic and see if you can benefit from having a tune-up. Now, you may not be able to gain much fuel mileage if your car doesn't need one, but if your spark plugs are wore out, your filters are dirty, you have a service engine light coming on, I can guarantee you that you're not getting as good a fuel mileage as you should be getting.
All right, what about this, Troy? When I go to get my oil changed, they always try to get me to get a radiator flush. They want me to get something from my transmission. I'm not a car guy, as
sure.
You can tell. But all these extras that seem like it's piling up the cash, how important are those?
Well, it's the important thing to know is when these services are actually due for your vehicle. All vehicles have different intervals when you should flush the radiator, when you should change the transmission fluid. It's good. You really need to know when you should do that. It's in your owner's manual. Any good shop should be able to have the information in front of them to be able to tell you what the manufacturer recommends. It's not a good thing to just automatically have them do that if you don't know for sure what the benefits are.
How's business? I understand that used cars, they're kind of hard to find now. I know that car dealers are trying to get more people to trade in their used cars to buy new cars, so they have new cars to put out on the lot. Are you seeing a lot of used car business?
The used car market certainly has been booming the past couple of years. Good quality cars are hard to come by. That is a fact. And one thing I would say to that, if you're thinking about purchasing a used car, make sure that you take it in and have your Have your mechanic take a look at it. Take it to a shop and have it professionally inspected.
All right. Troy Sika is the owner of the West Car Care Center. For folks who want more information to get a hold of you, Troy, how do they do that?
They can call us at 484-6199, and you can either talk to me or Thomas. The other thing I'd like to plug here real quick, Tony, I'd like to give you a website, www.fueleconomy.gov. That's the U.S. Department of Energy's website. They can give you some more fuel-saving tips.
Thanks, Troy.
Thank you.